The Proverbs of Solomon, written so you may understand wisdom, knowledge, and through these works become prudent. Let the wise hear, and let the discerning find guidance that's clear. Listen for wisdom, cry out that you may have insight and great understanding this day. For they are from God, they're the treasure that's real, and they are a value that no man can steal. Wisdom will save you from men who would turn to the right or the left of the true path. You'll learn to follow the footsteps of good men instead, and never to stray from what our Lord has said. Let loyalty be wrapped around your neck so you never forget Him wherever you go. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, for a man's understanding can tear him apart. Only the Lord's will strengthens you and brings wealth and abundance from out of the land. Don't turn from His discipline, for He corrects those whom He loves, not those He rejects. Wisdom is greater than silver or gold, and goodness is something you should not withhold. Don't envy the violent. The wicked are cursed. The wise man is honored, the humble made first. Although it may cost you each thing that you own, seek wisdom, for in understanding alone is the light that shall keep you away from the path that the wicked man walks into the Lord's wrath. My words are like life to him who will find and keep them inside of his heart and his mind. Your heart is your life, the path is ahead. Don't swerve to the right or the left as you tread.
Our scripture today comes from Proverbs chapter 18, beginning with verse 24 from the Message translation. Friends come and friends go, but a true friend sticks by you like family. This is the Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, hello, Christ Church and all of our friends joining us today. I'm so glad you're with us for online worship. If you're on Facebook or the website, say hello to other friends in the chat, the comment section. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, hey, send them to us. We want to pray for you. If you want to follow along with my outline, you can do that on the website or the Christ Church app. So, how are you doing today? I pray that God's presence and God's power will fill you with peace and encouragement and strength from on high. Amen. Amen. Well, hey, in June, we started a series, Wisdom from Proverbs, and we're continuing this series in July. And I encourage you, of course, to join me on the Summertime Wisdom Seeking Team, reading the corresponding chapter from Proverbs each day, looking for those one or two verses that particularly speak to you. Earlier today, I read from Proverbs 10. One verse that jumped out at me was Proverbs 10:29. The way of the Lord is a refuge for the righteous, but it is the ruin of those who do evil. I wrote in my journal, I'm glad God provides a refuge for those seeking Him and also deals appropriately with people who don't, who choose evil instead. Well, according to the book of Proverbs, wisdom is the most precious possession we can have. Post precious in the chat. Worth more than money or gold, wisdom from God helps us navigate any situation that comes our way. But we can't buy wisdom. We have to seek it, to pursue it. And yet, God's wisdom from on high is most available to us through our relationship with Jesus Christ. When we accept Jesus Christ, put our faith in Him, we receive forgiveness for our sins and the gift of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God who comes to live within us, to lead us, to guide us, and teach us. The Apostle Paul makes this amazing statement in 1 Corinthians 1:30. Christ Jesus has become for us what? Wisdom from God. I continue to be fascinated by all the practical advice for everyday life we find in Proverbs. We've been reminded that healthy fear, honor, respect, and reverence for God is the beginning of wisdom. Where does wisdom come from? Well, it doesn't automatically show up in our lives. And we do not automatically become wise with age. It comes only as we seek it, pursue it, try to acquire it. Ultimately, the wisdom we seek comes from God. He has created it. And yet, God has provided us sources for pursuing wisdom. What are those sources? His Word is our primary source. Amen. That's why we read the Scripture regularly. It is food for our spiritual soul. His Holy Spirit is a confirming source. The Holy Spirit within us teaches us and confirms to us God's truth and grace. Amen. That's why we walk in the Spirit and we seek to cultivate the fruit and the gifts of the Spirit in our lives. And finally, His Son Jesus is the living source of wisdom from God. That's why we get to know and stick close to Jesus as we try to follow Him. So far in this series, we've talked about the source of wisdom, wisdom for families, the character of the wise. Today, I want to talk about insights on friendship. Post friendship in the chat. We all have a natural human need for friendship, but we have many choices to make regarding who we befriend and how we interact with our friends. Once again, we'll see there is a path of wisdom and a path of foolishness concerning friendships. Does the book of Proverbs deal with such practical things as friendship? Yes, extensively. And why? Because someone has said friends are the most important ingredient in the recipe of life. And why is that? Why is it that we all need and seek wisdom concerning friendships? Again, we have a natural human need for relationships. We are social beings created with the need for interaction, conversation, connection with others. Genesis 2:18 reads, "The Lord God said, it is not good for the man to be what? Alone. I will make a helper suitable for him." It's not good that we're alone. We are created for relationship. Today and in days past, if you really wanted to punish a prisoner, you put them in isolation, solitary confinement. Two of my mother's best methods for putting me in solitary confinement were these: go kneel in the corner or go to your room. We all need companions, friends, so we seek them all our lives. Ralph Waldo Emerson once said, "The only way to have a friend is to be one." A second thing I'll say about friendships: our choice of friends has a huge impact. That's certainly been the case for me, but perhaps there is one general exception. Story is told of a 100-year-old woman who was asked, "What's the best thing about being 100? The woman answered, "Very little peer pressure." Normally, our choice of friends has a huge impact. Who you choose, who chooses you, who comes our way makes a huge difference in our life, for better or worse. In the old Andy Griffin Show, think of how worse off a person like Barney Fife would have been if a friend like Andy had not come into his life. Some friends help us live better lives. Other friends cause us to live worse lives. They don't build us up, they pull us down. Think about how that's proved true in your life. I realize now that I was blessed with some pretty good friends in grade school, through high school and college. In fact, we still consider ourselves good friends today. What a gift good friends are in our lives. Proverbs 18:24 again says, "Friends come and friends go, but a true friend sticks by you like family." The NIV translation says, a true friend sticks closer than a brother. Best friends are people who love you unconditionally and stick with you through thick and thin. It's the friends that you can call at 3 a.m. in the morning that matter the most. Who are those friends for you? When our daughters were in elementary school, I did an exercise with them from time to time about friendship. At school, they got points for reading, and they would get a book it certificate from a local pizza parlor. I'd check one of them out for lunch. We'd eat our pizza, and we'd talk. And sometimes I'd take out a napkin, and I would draw three circles inside each other, a small one, a medium one, and a large one. And pointing to the smallest circle, I'd ask, you know, who are your two or three best friends? The friends you've really become close with, and I'd write in their names. And then I would point to the medium-sized circle, and I'd say, who are your four or five next best friends? And I'd write their names in that circle. And then pointing to the largest circle, I'd ask, who are your six or seven next best friends? And I would write their names in. I wanted them to understand that sometimes our friendship circles change, and that's okay. So I'd save those napkins in a file folder, and every now and then I would take an old napkin with us to lunch. And after we'd create the up-to-date circles, I'd take out the earlier one, and we'd compare. And they'd see how some of their friendship circles had changed. You know, some of the friends in our lives come and go. And it's often based on proximity. Who lives in the neighborhood? Or for kids, who are in my class or attend my church or attend my school? Or who plays my sport or enjoys my hobby? Some friends come and go. Life does happen for all of us. But some people stay in our friendship circles for a while. In fact, sometimes those people in our small circle, that inner circle, stay there a long time. Those friends are to us a true gift from God because we've been through a lot together. Perhaps you have some of those friends. Who are the two or three friends in your inner circle today? Good friends in our lives have a huge impact. One thing good friends do is also learn to keep a confidence. We all struggle. We have problems and we need to talk about them. And we don't need the whole world to know because it might cause us embarrassment or shame. A good friend will listen. And if we ask them not to tell anyone, they won't. They will keep that confidential. That's what good friends do. But not every friend is motivated the same way. Proverbs 11:13 provides this insight. A gossip goes around revealing secrets, but those who are trustworthy can keep a confidence. Do you have trustworthy friends? Some people can't hold their tongues. Perhaps they have this compelling need to show other people what juicy tidbit they know. Others share gossip with malice. They're trying to stir it up, trying to create drama. These persons enjoy seeing pain inflicted in other people's lives and can do great damage among friends. We need to understand and to be wise in our friendships. Proverbs 16:28 provides this friendship insight. A troublemaker plants seeds of strife. Gossip, what? Separates the best of friends. Beware of the troublemaker who enjoys stirring it up. They can create drama between good friends. What should we do about it? Well, we can confront them, call them out on it. Why are you always trying to stir up trouble? If they don't seem interested in change, then understand the kind of friend they are. And don't share anything with them you don't want shared everywhere. Or choose not to share with them at all. That may seem extreme, but we have to guard our heart, our life, our friends. Our choice of friends has a huge impact. More relationship wisdom from Proverbs. Friendship often calls for grace and what? Forgiveness. Post forgiveness in the chat. We're not perfect. None of us are. Therefore, we have to learn to extend grace and forgiveness to our friends. But that's not always easy. That's when God's Holy Spirit within can help us to be more like Jesus rather than holding on to our hurt feelings and grievances. Proverbs 17:9 says, "Whoever forgives an offense seeks love, but whoever keeps bringing up the issue separates closest friends." Sometimes we just need to forgive and forget. Psalm 103:12 said, "God removes our sins as far as the east is from the west." Micah 7:19 says, "He casts our sins into the depths of the sea." We need to do the same with our friends, rather than drag up past hurts or offenses in someone's face. Whoever keeps bringing up the issues separates closest of friends. Kathy and I did some of that when we were younger in our marriage. We would drag up past hurts. Eventually, we learned that is not fair. Over the years, we've learned to fight fair, to deal with the issue at hand and not bring up a negative blast from the past. More relationship insights. Proverbs 17:14. Starting a quarrel is like breaching a dam. So drop the matter before a dispute breaks out. In a dam, a very small hole eventually can create a huge destruction. Don't go there. Why create all that grief? Drop the matter before it becomes a fight with consequences much larger than you ever intended. Have you ever started a quarrel, a fight, and have gotten into it a bit and then wished that you could take it all back? That happens. But that's what Proverbs is talking about here. Often, once the fight has started, it's too late to take it all back. The damage, the pain, the heartache is done. So we ask the Holy Spirit to help us know when to just drop the matter rather than to get all riled up about it. Remember this, friendships often call for grace and forgiveness. A fourth wisdom insight about friendship, attitude makes all the difference. The best friendships are those that build you up rather than bring you down. Your attitude, your friend's attitude will have a huge impact for better or worse. Proverbs 16:24 says, "Kind words are like honey, sweet to the soul and healthy for the body." We all need a healthy dose of kind words and affirmation. Amen? We need kindness, and our friends ought to be a good source of it. They know us. They care for us. They should be a good source of affirmation and kind words in our lives. If not, that's something to think about. What kind of friends do we have? What kind of friend are we? Are we allowing God to bless our heart and soul so that we can bless others? More insight from Proverbs. Proverbs 17:22, "A cheerful disposition is good for your healing. Gloom and doom can leave you bone tired." Some people energize us. Others can drain the life out of us. Is that true? What kind of disposition do you have? Are you a source of faith, hope, and love in people's lives, or do you bring gloom and doom? Often, I see both, cause for gloom and doom and cause for cheer and happiness. When bad things happen, we can easily see all that's wrong with the world and with people, and we can dwell there. And dwelling there is not much help to us or others. That's where faith, hope, and love from God helps. sometimes in spite of what has happened, God helps us see past the tragedy, the heartache, and the pain to let the sunshine in. Yes, life is full of unanswered questions, terrible tragedy, and real injustice, but it's also full of God's Spirit, God's love, and God's power at work in the lives of those who are open to it. When the difficult times come, and they will come, what kind of friends do you have? And what kind of friend will you be? Again, Proverbs 18:24 reads, "Friends come and go, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother." We want to be that friend that sticks close when others need us. How can we become that kind of friend? By seeking God's wisdom and insight regarding friendships. Proverbs can help us. And of course, as Christ followers, we understand that Jesus Christ is our true friend who sticks closer than a brother. He's the one who said, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you even to the end of the age." Let's continue to give thanks and praise for Jesus. Amen. Let's pray. Let's pray about that. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, amazing Lord, we thank you for Jesus. Because of his life, death, and resurrection, we have life, victory over death, and the promise of resurrection power as well. We need your wisdom. We need your wisdom about friendship. Our friends have such a huge impact on us, for better or worse, and we impact them. Lord, we glory in your friendship through our faith in your Son, Jesus. Through him, we see the example of the greatest love we can have for our friends. Lord, give us that same love and friendship for one another. In Jesus' mighty name we've prayed, and everyone said, amen, amen. Hey, if you want to visit with me about the message, I'd love to hear from you. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, send them to us. We want to hear from you, and thank you for your generosity. Your ongoing gifts are helping us care for and reach new people for Jesus and his kingdom. You can go online, use the app or the website anytime. Be sure to take advantage of our discipleship opportunities. Find all the information you need on our website, cumctulsa.com. Remember this, Jesus Christ is your friend who sticks closer than a brother. He is the one who will never leave you or forsake you and will be with you to the end of the age. For now, who do you know that needs that kind of friend? Tell them about Jesus.
You know what, Lisa?
What?
I have a hen that can count her own eggs.
Wow.
She's a mathma-chicken.
Wow. The thrill of discovery happens when we learn new things. The joy of discovery happens when we make new friends. Discover CUMC is a chance to find out more about our church, its beliefs, history, and membership. Join us July 17th at 12:15 p.m. Contact the church office for more information.
This month, the All Ears Music Appreciation Society will see a truly comic opera, Jacques Offenbach's hilarious take on Helen of Troy. Join us in the CUMC Movie Room today, July 10th at 2 p.m. Movie snacks and refreshments are provided.
Every stage of parenting has its challenges. We have a monthly support group for hurting parents of adult children that will meet today, July 10th at 5 p.m. Contact Kathy Feist or Jill Prey for more information.
You can find all of this information and more on our website, cumctulsa.com.